Massachusetts' highest court ensured a national debate this week when it ruled that denying couples of the same gender the right to marry violates their state constitution. The court looked at the legal definition of marriage, but the institution of marriage is rooted in religious and cultural traditions that go back to ancient times. David Blankenhorn joins us now. He's president of the Institute for American Values. He joins us from our studios in New York City. Mr. Blankenhorn, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
And is there a universal, such thing as a universal definition of marriage?
Yes. Generally, throughout human cultures and history, has meant the socially approved and encouraged sex bond between the male and the female, mm-hmm. with the encouragement and expectation of bearing children and of being caretakers for one another.
Does this debate that's going on now about the state of marriage, the institution of marriage, pit some equal moral regards against one another?
Yes. This issue is about what the philosopher Isaiah Berlin called goods in conflict. One good thing is the notion of equal human dignity, and that we should treat one another with equal respect and regard. And it's a universal moral idea, and it is deeply a part of the American founding and experience. And in that respect, were we to institute same-sex marriage, I think in that way we would be more American the day after we did it. On the other side of the ledger, we have another very important social good, which is what helps children thrive. And we humans have determined almost universally that children strongly need mothers and fathers to love and nurture that child and love and nurture each other, hopefully always. And that is the ideal that is reflected in our current definition of marriage.
With the divorce rate in Western Europe and North America now as high as 50%, does this suggest to you, Mr. Blankenhorn, that maybe the whole institution needs some revision or redefinition?
We have clearly experienced in the last several generations a serious weakening of the ideal of marital permanence. Most of the changes, I think, have not been good if you are a child. It has certainly been good if the goal is to maximize the freedom of the adult, but from the point of view of children, and I think in the long term, you know, we're a lonelier society than we have been in the past. We're more isolated. And by the way, of course, when it comes to marriage, this entire weakening process has been at the hands of heterosexuals.
One thing sociologists have pointed out is that it's one thing to talk about marriage as a lifetime commitment when the average life expectancy was 45. It becomes another when people are routinely in industrial societies living into their 80s.
Actually, that isn't the reason why we have a high divorce rate. What is centrally behind it is a changed conception of what marriage means. We used to believe that marriage was a status, an institution that one conformed to. When you got married, you were supposed to act married. There was a certain code of behavior that you were supposed to imitate. And it meant doing it for life. It meant in sickness and in health and so on. What we have done in our generation, for better or worse, is we have said, we, the individual couple, define our marriage. We customize it. It really is a private relationship. It's what we say it is. And this idea of an institution that we conform to, it's like the old Mae West joke, marriage is a great institution, but I'm not ready for an institution. I always think it's important to remember a wonderful line, it will not be your love that sustains your marriage. It will be your marriage that sustains your love. What we have come to believe, I think, too much is that the immediacy of the initial love is the only thing that can sustain the institution.
Mr. Blankenhorn, what do you think about proposals that would establish some kind of other way for same-sex couples to live together and take certain practical advantages maybe of the tax code for one thing and give the shelter of a family to children, but would not technically be marriage recognized under the law as we see it in most states now?
I think it would be a good solution. It would be one of those, let's all live together, let's not have a continuous culture war, let's everybody get something of what is most important. Unfortunately, I think that the strong partisans on each side of this debate neither side is willing to settle for this. Mm-hmm. One side would say, oh, that second-class citizenship, a back-of-the-bus seating, and the other side will say, well, civil unions are marriage and everything but name, and so we're going to probably, I predict, continue to fight this out fairly fiercely with a lot of strong rhetoric on each side.
Mr. Blankenhorn, thank you.
Thank you.
David Blankenhorn, president of the Institute for American Values, speaking from New York.